5. Extraordinarily successful women know that life is 50-50. Life is a combination of positive and negative. Have you noticed? It's a balance of good and bad, happy and bored, positive and negative. We spend a good part of our lives trying to overcome this truth to no avail. At some point, we were led to believe that we should be happy most of the time, and so we spend a lot of time feeling bad about not being more happy. When I teach my clients that they shouldn't be happy half of the time, and that in fact, that's not even the way life is meant to be, they often get upset with me. They want to change the ratios, make it so they can be happy at least 80% of the time, as if I'm making the rules and somehow cheating them out of their fair share of happy goodness. But really, I'm just conveying the news. I'm letting them in on the truth of how the world works. We try to outrun this truth by fixing our lives, other people, and the world. But have you noticed that that doesn't work? We can't fix the world. Every time we make it better in one way, it gets worse in another way. There is and always has been evil and bad and reasons to be upset. It hasn't ever changed. It's not going to. We like to believe in a time when we will make the world better than it is. Or sometimes we talk about a world that was so much better than it is now. We are wrong on both accounts. It was 50-50 then, and it's 50-50 now. The flavors are different, but the ratio is the same. The same is true for your emotional life. Your life is great half the time and not great the other half. One half actually makes the other half possible. When people argue with me that they want a life that's more positive, I tell them that they can have that, but they just have to be willing to be positive about everything. They have to be willing to feel good even when quote unquote bad things happen. When I point this out to them, they usually end up agreeing that they want to feel bad about bad things and they want to be unhappy about unhappy things. This is a very important concept to grasp if you want to have extraordinary success. And before we even start on the journey, you have to understand that it will still be 50-50 when you get there. You can't manipulate your life to get out of the truth of 50-50. There isn't enough money, success, famousness, stuff, or contribution that will change the truth of balance. The topics will change, but the balance and the ratio will always be the same. This will confront you with the reason that you want to be successful. Because if the reason isn't so you can be happier or have a better life, then what is the reason to work so hard? If you aren't avoiding the negative side of life, then how can you justify the work it requires to be extraordinarily successful? I thought a lot about this question, and my answer has always been about growth and evolving. I see the purpose of my life to keep moving forward into a different and more evolved version of myself. So the balance stays 50-50, but the scenery and the problems change. In fact, I think the intensity of both positive and negative increase with my capacity to be able to handle them both. This creates a life that is more engaging and exciting for sure. It feels new and different instead of the same old recycled positive and negative experiences, thoughts, and feelings over and over. Setting extraordinary goals and creating new possibilities for your life is going to bring up lots of negative emotion. You will feel levels of doubt, worry, and frustration beyond what you've ever felt before. When you understand that these are emotions you are choosing on purpose in order to grow, and you will be required to experience discomfort 50% of the time anyway, it starts to become more and more worth it to pick bigger and scary goals. You get skilled at processing the negative emotion that accompanies the climb to the best version of yourself. When the negative side of life appears, instead of stopping, quitting, hiding, or rebelling, we can open our arms and welcome in the other half of life as something to experience on our way to greatness. We immediately move forward towards bigger possibilities. We stop hiding from fear and worry and start finding things that bring up in ways that help us grow and contribute to the world we'd otherwise be hiding from. If you think about the worst possible emotion you could feel and you learn that it is completely harmless and part of the experience of being human, your life begins to change. You will stop being afraid of emotions. You'll stop being afraid of being afraid. You will realize that discomfort is going to be there either way, so you might as well feel it as part of the journey somewhere instead of feeling it when you're stagnant and in the same place. The fear of shame, humiliation, rejection, and inadequacy has cost more people more dreams than I can even count. Notice it isn't even the emotions themselves that cause the immobilization, but the fear of those emotions. The anticipation of negative emotion is the most dangerous thing we can do for our lives as it applies to creating new possibilities. I unfortunately can't promise you that you won't feel negative emotions. In fact, I can almost guarantee you that you will. But what I can promise you is that all of these emotions are harmless if you're willing to process them through. Emotions are simply vibrations in our body caused by our thinking. They are small chemical reactions that create sensations through our chest, head, stomach, and extremities. They make our heart beat faster sometimes, make our chest feel heavy, or even make our face feel hot. When you really think about emotions, they aren't even that physically painful, more uncomfortable than anything. When we resist them, they get stronger and more aggressive. But when we breathe into them and allow them, they simply vibrate. They get processed through our bodies, and then they pass. They might come in waves and leave to return back and forth, but as long as we continue to allow them to be there and not avoid or react to them, they don't need to change anything about our progress. 50% of the time, we will need to allow for negative emotion. We will need to allow for the likes of frustration, boredom, agitation, confusion, and even shame. If we open our hearts and breath to these emotions instead of building our lives around avoiding them, we will create possibility beyond what we have known in fear. By exposing ourselves without emotional protection to our lives, we realize that we never needed it. We never needed protection from feeling hurtful emotions. We can embrace them, feel them, and keep moving forward. We can't control that life is balanced between negative and positive, but we can often control which negative and which positive we choose. Yes, you can and will choose your negative emotion in order to achieve extraordinary success. In fact, that is one of the best secrets and skills of success, choosing negative emotion that makes you stronger and more resilient, inviting in the negative emotion and using it to evolve as a human being. Let's take an old school example. Imagine you are a woman in a cave thousands of years ago. You're lying naked on the ground, feeling safe and lonely. 50-50. Safe is the positive emotion, and lonely is the negative emotion. At this point, you have a choice. You can venture out of the cave to find a tribe. In order to do that, you will need to give up the emotion of safe in exchange for the emotion of afraid. You're still going to be experiencing negative emotion, but the idea is that it will be a means to an end instead of a more stagnant negative emotion. The same theory applies to your life. One of our privileges as human beings is our ability to choose our pain. We can choose the pain of being overweight or the pain of deprivation. We can choose the pain of growth or the pain of stagnation. Our free will lets us choose the 50% flavor that we move towards. To create an extraordinary life filled with success, we need to learn to move toward the emotions of courage, fear, rejection, failure, and overwhelm. In exchange, we get to let go of the feelings of stagnation, purposelessness, boredom, scarcity, and inadequacy. A great way to decide what the 50 will be is to ask yourself what emotions will move you forward, evolve you, and make you stronger. If you are going to experience the balance of emotion, no matter what, you might as well choose feelings that move you towards extraordinary success. What this means is when you face an obstacle on your way to your goal, you will move toward that obstacle, encourage the negative emotion that it evokes, use it to make yourself stronger and learn, and then do the very next thing to overcome that obstacle. All too often, I see my students quit at the first sign of an obstacle. They get negative emotion all stirred up and decide it's too unfamiliar and decide to go back to the negative emotion they're more used to. This is a huge mistake. The decision has to be to open up and breathe in the new negative feeling as you can process it through and digest it. This will teach you that negative emotion is actually harmless. It can't do any permanent damage unless you try to avoid it or resist it or react to it. The way through to success is emotion. The way through to extraordinary success is extraordinary emotion. You keep moving towards it and inviting it in and learning.